Today is Thursday, January 2nd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. A special hello to Dan. I hope you're certainly getting yourself very clean while you're listening to this episode. I don't know why I thought about that, but now every time I sit down to record... And you wouldn't think that would be a sexual thing, but every time I sit down to record, I now think about Dan. So, I mean, Dan is pretty sexy, you know, so I think a lot of people probably think about Dan, but it's kind of a strange thing to be thinking about in a sexy way, right? I don't know. Anyway. It is what it is. Well, it is the second day of January, and I recorded really late last night, and so I told you guys everything. I mean, like, literally everything that I did yesterday. I told you that I got all organized, and I told you that we went over to my parents'. I never remember exactly what I say, but I believe I told you that we were at my parents' twice, because my cousin Michelle... and her mom were in town, and Michelle's husband as well, and their cute little baby. And so, you know, we went back over because Michelle wanted us to go back over, and we played a game called Ticket to Ride. And it was actually a really fun game. I want to play it some more. It was a little bit longer than I thought it was going to be. And so we ended up staying longer than I thought we were going to stay. And so I was recording at, I don't know, 10:30 last night or something like that. I don't know, maybe 10:15. And then we didn't really have time to watch a TV show before we went to bed. And so we just watched YouTube. It's really a thing now that, like, instead of watching just normal TV, because you can stream YouTube, like, there are ways to get YouTube and Vimeo and, you know, whatever else that you watch to your TV, you can treat regular old YouTube or Twitch or whatever your, you know, streaming provider that you watch, you can treat that as television. We do have YouTube TV as well, and we're trying to pull the trigger and actually cancel our cable, but we've been reticent. I don't know if that's the right word, but we've been hesitant to do that because you don't know. I mean, once you cut that cord, and then what if you figure out something that you really wanted to watch and it's not available, or you have to figure out a way? Or the other thing that we use our DVR for, which is so stupid, but we use our DVR to let us know when there's something new in our shows. We have so many shows that we watch because we are TV-aholics. We watch so much TV, but anyway, we're kind of afraid because we always go to the DVR and see what new recordings we have. And then we'll go to Hulu or YouTube TV and we'll actually play them from there. So we're not using our DVR to actually... The only thing we use it for is in the morning we watch Good Morning America, and normally we watch, you know, we watch that live. So the TV in the bedroom is set to come on at the time we want to wake up and playing Good Morning America. And we haven't figured out how to do that with, like, YouTube TV, to make the TV turn on at a certain time and be playing YouTube TV. There may be a way to do it, but there's nothing built in. We'd have to create some script or something. I mean, there'd be automation involved that I'd have to figure out. So all that to say, we watch TV. We watch a lot of YouTube. We watch Bon Appetit videos. We watch Try Guys. I don't know if anyone else has ever watched Try Guys. We watch a couple of Pokemon folks. I watch a cooking, this channel called Sorted, which is five cute British guys who are, two of them are chefs and three of them are just normal guys who know how to cook, and, well, to varying degrees of success. And they do, they have all kind, twice a week they release a video on, they have a challenge where each of them, they have a relay challenge where they'll get ideas from their viewers of what they're going to make that week, and then they'll they'll blindfold themselves, sit down with headphones, and one at a time they'll come up. So the first person will start whatever dish it is, and then the next person has to take whatever that person has done and add to it, and there are five of them. And they'll, at the end, they'll have a finished dish, usually. And they'll eat it and see if, you know, if it came out good. And then they have other things. They review kitchen gadgets and all that. I don't know why I'm doing a review of this, but I don't have a lot of content as far as what I did, because like I said, I recorded so late last night. All I did today was work. That's it. So anyway, I watched that. He doesn't really watch that. And then, you know, we'll just do the thing where you just kind of get things recommended by YouTube, you know, or whatever. So we did that. We just lined up. We queued up a bunch of 15-minute, you know, YouTube videos last night and watched, I don't know, three or four of them and watched them before bed. But it's interesting. That's, I bet for young people, I'm not young anymore, but I bet for young people, YouTube and services like that, and maybe even Instagram to a certain degree and Snapchat, not Snapchat, I just, maybe TikTok, have replaced regular TV. I bet it's only old people that watch, like, you know, regular TV shows on, you know, even Netflix and stuff. I bet young people are mostly on, like, YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and stuff like that. Hi, my name is Ray. And they don't even watch it on a TV. They just, like, watch it on their phone or whatever. But, yeah. So, the other thing I wanted to talk about really quickly, you know, I know I've mentioned that I want to go back on that yo-yo, which I call weight loss. And so on my Twitter feed today, while I was at work trying, I don't know, I've got to figure out how to get motivated at work again. I mean, yes, we're around the holidays and so it's hard to make yourself work, but I really am having trouble motivating myself to work recently. And I mean, I get things done, but it takes me twice as long as it would normally have taken me if I was actually motivated. And so I feel like eventually that might catch up with me. I don't know. But anyway, I need to figure out how to get motivated, or maybe start looking for a job that would motivate me. Maybe. But the pay is so good at my job. Like, I don't want to rock that boat. But anyway, I was looking at Twitter today, and this guy, who I don't follow, but someone I followed retweeted him. Retweeted him, and he posted a picture, and he said, "I'm starting my, you know, fitness/weight loss journey in 2020, and I'm starting it by posting a before picture on Twitter." And he said, "I'll post progress updates." And so he had, you know, the typical mirror shot at the gym. I don't think he was at the gym, but. And first of all, I want to say, you know, bravo for wanting to get in better shape. But typical gay, well, I'll say this anyway. I'm assuming he's gay because most of the people I follow are gay. And most guys who take photos in front of mirrors at gyms are also gay. So I'm making a little bit of an assumption here. But anyway, so he said, all of my followers, you should... If you want to do this with me, you should post your before pictures as replies to this tweet. And I just started scrolling down through these replies. These people that were posting their before photos, I mean, one of them looked like almost a fitness model already. And one of them was like super skinny. It was like, well, you know, you guys may not be able to see it, but there are areas that I want to tone up. And I don't want to shame anyone for wanting to get in better shape. But I just want to say the photos that I saw of before pictures, I would love to look like that now. Now, I don't, you know, I don't blame them for wanting to get in better shape. But what I feel like that tells me that I've talked about before is... We all have, or a lot of us gay boys especially, and I don't want to limit it to gay, but I mean, I think it's prevalent in gay society. We have this body dysmorphia where no matter what our body looks like, we see it completely different when we look in the mirror. Now, I know straight guys have that, but I feel like in the straight community, a larger percentage of women have this issue. And then in the gay community, I think it's the men that have it. Because when you look at these before pictures and you're like, oh my God, like he's really hot. Like what is he wanting to do? You know? And then I think back to like when I look at pictures of myself was when I was in my early to mid 20s, even my late 20s, And I'm like, oh my God, I really like my body back then. Like, I see a shirtless photo or something, or me in a swimsuit. There are very few of those photos around because I don't like to be in photos, but there are some. And anyway, when I look back and I'm like, or when I look at, you know, those videos that you guys all talk about whenever we have different Pride 48 events involving melons and other things, I'm like, I used to think I was fat back then. So I do want to lose weight because I know I've gained pounds, and I do want to do that. But I also want to keep in mind that tweet where it was obvious that some of these people have some of this body dysmorphia going on, and I do as well. I mean, I think we all have at least a little bit of it. So I want to keep that in mind as I try to get on a more healthy eating style. You know, I think it's going to be a struggle for my whole life. I think my struggle is just going to be, how can I be a healthier eater? Because I really like unhealthy foods. So that's probably what it's going to boil down to. But I don't want to shame those people for wanting to get in better shape. It just made me think of that. All right, well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call me, which I would love another call, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.